Hey guys! So I am finally recording this questionnaire. I was tagged a long time ago by Elicita, and I was kind of not feeling good, so I decided to wait to record it, but then I was looking at the questions and I could not think of any answers. So I was like, oh my god, I can't think of answers. So, yeah, there's that. And I still don't have answers to a lot of these questions, but I'm gonna try my best. So, which isn't that great. But yeah, anyways, this is awkward. I don't know why I'm so awkward right now. I'm just sitting in my car at Walmart, the Walmart parking lot. So I guess that's kind of awkward. Anyways, I am going to be answering F. Stop Fitzgerald's Take the Plunge questionnaire. 10 questions questionnaire. So this was actually created 4 years ago. Wow, what the fuck. I have my Starbucks Frappuccino s'mores and I'm ready to go. Here is the first question. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? Well, obviously, it's both. I mean, I don't know how. At first, I was like, oh, it's obviously voice. But then I was thinking about, like, words that I really don't like to hear. I think, I God, it's just both. Like, I'm a weenie and I don't like being called names, like bad names. Like, if someone calls me a slut or a whore or, like, I don't know, dirty or naughty or something, it just kills my boner and it makes me really sad. Even if you have like a fucking voice of gold that just melts my pussy, if you call me a slut, I'm probably going to be sad and not be turned on anymore. But then I got to thinking, well, if Solas from Dragon Age were to call me his dirty little slut, then I think I wouldn't mind. But that's Solas. I mean, he's not real. He's a fucking bald elf man. So, I guess it just depends on the person and the voice and the words. Like, come on. I don't like this question. Like, I understand this question, but come on. And also, like, I mean, I've tried listening to audios where I really like the tags and stuff, and then I turn it on. And I just don't like the voice. Like, no offense to whoever I was listening to, but I will immediately turn it off and find a different audio to listen to a voice that I like. So yeah, it's both. Who is honking their damn horn? Okay, it's more like an alarm, but whatever. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. Not one person. Oh my god, turn off your alarm. Okay. So, this is the hardest fucking question in this whole questionnaire. Because, I mean, I can be pretty secretive, but I'm also pretty open at the same time. And the only stuff I could think of were extremely gross that no one wants to hear about. Like, literally no one. That's why I've never told anyone, because they're just so fucking gross. So I didn't really want anyone to, like, super judge me or get super grossed out and, like, never listen to my audios ever again because I told them about, I don't know, some random gross thing about my body. So, then I was like trying to think of more innocuous things, and I couldn't think of anything. But I finally settled on something that I don't think I've told anyone before. I'm not sure. I might have told, like, one person, but I really don't think I've told anyone. For several years now? Yeah, probably a few years. I've been having dreams about this one kid that I had a crush on in high school. And, like, it wasn't a major crush. It was kind of just, like, I don't know, a low-key crush. But I think I had a crush on him for a few years in high school. And, he just appears in my dreams sometimes. And I never think about him during the day or night. Unless I just woke up from a dream about him, then I'll think about him. But, I mean, I don't think about this kid. Like, high school was a million years ago. Why is he in my dreams? He just appears in my dreams, and I don't know what to think about it. And my dreams are, like, they're hardly ever sexual, unfortunately. So I'm not, like, having sex with him. Although, that would be nice. But I'm always back in high school in my dreams. It's never, like, present day. So I'm always, like, I don't know, 17, 18 again. And he always looks the same, so. But he's also kind of, like, a combination between himself and some other kid that I had a crush on earlier on, like, in middle school? Not middle school, high school. We had a weird school system where we had just way too many schools. So, yeah, this kid haunts my fucking dreams. And sometimes I want to kind of look him up on Facebook, but then I'm like, no, I'd rather not. I mean, who knows if he's actually on Facebook, but also, like, he's probably married with kids. Like, everyone else my age. So that's just awkward, and I don't want to know about it. Or, like, I don't know. He's probably a bum like me. So he was always kind of, like, a troublemaker. Not, like, a big troublemaker, but I don't know. He was kind of, like, one of those, like, I don't know, goth punk metal kids, but not like very low-key. Like, he was short and very pale, and he had longish black hair, and he listened to metal, and he was, I don't know, he was just kind of one of those guys that sort of slack off. I don't know, I was always attracted to those guys. Like, what the fuck? But, yeah. Anyways, I think I had maybe one sex dream about him, but I think I woke up and I was still kind of, like, half asleep. And I started, like, daydreaming, continuing off from my dream. Because I do that a lot. Because I don't normally have sex dreams, so I'm like, well, I can just think about what could have happened. But yeah, so anyways, that's my thing I have never told anyone. Yep. I'm sorry it's not more I don't know, it's nothing amazing, so I'm sorry. Alright, next question. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it another way, which would you least want people to know who actually know you in real life to know about? That was a lot of no's. I think I added an extra no in there. Anyways, that would definitely be bestiality. Like, no contest. That's generally not something you want to tell anyone. Because, I mean, yeah. They might, like, Yeah. Like, oh yeah, I want to get fucked by a dog. And it's like, okay. So, I mean, it's not even something you should be telling people online about. But I guess I'm telling you guys right now. Yeah, so... yeah, I just made this incredibly fucking awkward. So... yeah. by the way, I mean, it's just... it's fantasy stuff. Like, I don't... I'm not actually... I don't... I've never done anything there. So... yeah. Awkward. I know water sports is a big one of mine, a big kink, but I don't think, I'm not really embarrassed or ashamed of that. I just love it so much. I mean, I know a lot of people think it's gross, but pee, I mean, man, like, that's hot as fuck. Okay. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone could say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one, only one. Which would you keep? This is pretty easy for me as well. That would be good girl. I know I get very dommy sometimes, but if you call me a good girl, I will just, like, melt and get all flustered and, yeah, just, I'm gonna turn my car off. I'm afraid I'm gonna, like, run out of fuel. Oh god, it's so hot. It's so hot outside. I don't know how long I can keep this up. Okay. So yeah, good girl. Please call me a good girl. No, wait. Don't call me a good girl. What am I saying right now? How am I still streaming this? Recording? Oh no. You're kidding me. Okay, so, like, I'm pretty pissed. God damn it. So... I didn't realize that my car was recording my audio, through, like, Bluetooth. So, I saw that on my LCD display on my car that it was streaming. So I assumed that it was a test audio that I did earlier to make sure there wasn't, like, a ton of background noise. Sorry, I just ate, so my voice is just disgusting. So yeah, I hit pause on my car, and apparently that turned off my recording. Or paused it anyways. So I did the whole rest of the questionnaire not knowing that I was no longer recording. So yeah, I'm kind of mad. But it was a mess, and so, I mean, I guess it's not a big deal. So, I'm gonna try to answer these last few questions again. So, if you got a private message saying, hey, Yuna, but not, because that's not your real name, I recognize your voice, I know this is you. How do you think you would feel slash react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? Well, first of all, I don't have friends, so this would never happen. well, okay, so, first of all, I'd probably be like, how the fuck did you find me? In my head, of course. I wouldn't actually say that. But, I feel like my voice that I use for GWA... isn't my real voice? I mean, it depends on what audio I'm recording or if I'm just rambling like this. Like, this is my real voice, kind of. It's just, it's low and
kind of growly and nasally and just very unsexy. But I mean, I don't talk like that with everyone. But if I'm with someone and I feel chill with them and comfortable with them, then I'm not going to put on my, like, cheery customer service voice. Wow. It's really funny, like, listening to that voice and then listening to this voice. Or, like, I can even go higher. And it's just, it's crazy. But, yeah, so I don't think anyone would recognize me, except I have, posted some pictures on my subreddit. But I don't think they're, like, identifying pictures. I mean, no one's gonna recognize my mouth. So, okay, to answer the question, I mean, I would freak out and panic, probably, but then I would just, you know, play dumb, or tease them, like, you listen to erotic audios? Like, what the fuck? And then I'd be like, how did you find this? Or whatever. If it was, and I just, you know, I would deny it. Unless it was a friend that kind of already knew that I was, I don't know, depraved. So, like, my old Twitter friends and my old fanfiction friends, like, I would not care if they found out. Unless they were people that I didn't want to find out. But, most of them I'd be okay with that, because I used to write some really fucked up shit, and, read a bunch of fucked up shit, and just tweet about gross things, so I don't think I'd be that embarrassed. And I might tell them, yeah, that's me. LOL. Next question. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? So, I don't go out socially. I'm not social at all. I don't try to draw attention to myself ever. And I have, like, zero self-esteem, so... No, I don't even have zero. I have negative self-esteem. So, physical is out. Otherwise, I mean, I don't find my voice attractive or my laugh attractive or, anything. I don't think anything would draw a person towards me. I've never been hit on IRL, so I don't, I mean, dude, it's like, I can't answer this question because I don't have any qualities that I could use as a weapon. Actually, my appearance is pretty good for keeping people away from me, so I'm kind of content with that, I guess. But yeah, no. I can't even think of any. Like, I can't think of an answer. I just really cannot bring myself to think of anything like that. So, yep, oops. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? Well, like I said, don't got friends. But, also, my personality is shit. So... Yeah, I can't answer this one either. Sad boy hours right now. Contemplating life. But, I want to say, I think some people find me funny. Like, I'm not hilarious, but I do try to be kind of funny. And some people maybe think I'm nice, but I don't think I'm nice. So if you consider me like a friend, I guess, I don't know. Tell me what you think my absolute best aspect of my personality is, because fuck if I know. When flirting, here on DWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I don't flirt IRL ever. I just, no. I don't have the confidence to do that, and I'm just so fucking awkward. And I just, people would probably just, like, run away. And be like, ew. I do flirt on GWA, sort of, like, with people, I guess. What aspect draws you in the most? I mean, we have to be, like, we gotta vibe and be, like-minded, sort of. Like, we gotta like some of the same things and just kind of have that connection. I don't know. Like, I would really appreciate it if they're funny and, you know, they're nice and they are kind of weird, because I'm really weird. Like, if you're just, like, some neurotypical functional human, probably not gonna be interested in you. Because I just can't relate to you at all. like, you're a functional member of society? What? But, I also appreciate it when people are kind of animated when they speak, like, through typing or whatever. Like, I know Reddit is super against emojis, whatever, but, I do appreciate it when people actually put their emotions forth through their writing. Otherwise, it's just like I'm talking to a fucking robot, and I get bored and lose interest in you pretty fast. Unless you have, like, a great way with words. And I mean, there are some people that are obviously, like, writers or something, and they don't have to use emojis or LOL or anything to be interesting still. But, I mean, that's not a lot of people. Like, if you're just, like, gonna say, hi, hello, how are you, hey. Like, if you're gonna flirt, like, a straight white guy, not even white, I mean, just a straight guy, then I'm not gonna flirt back. I probably won't even answer you, so yeah. Yeah, so basically, share interests, be kind of weird, but not weird as in, like, creepy weird, I guess. If you share, like, my top 5 kinks, I will love you forever, and will just want to talk to you. But only if you're, like, I don't know, not creepy. Yeah, so, yeah, okay. So the next question is very, heteronormative and bi-gender, and I don't like it. But I mean, this questionnaire is 4 years old, so. Women, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside of you? Or men, what's the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? So I typically identify as a woman. I don't know, sometimes I have these, like, moods where I don't like being seen as a woman, I guess, because I feel like a lot of people just objectify women and put them down a lot and think they're lesser beings than men. So sometimes I feel uncomfortable being addressed with gendered terms like she or her. So sometimes I'm kind of like, I'd rather people use they, them for me, but I wouldn't call myself non-binary, or like, I think the closest thing would be a demigirl, or a demigirl, I guess, but I mean, I don't really identify as that either, Basically, patriarchy sucks. Also, men can totally have things inside of them. I mean, they have butts. They got buttholes. So, yeah. So I guess I will answer the first one. What's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? I think that would have to be pork intestines. Those are gross. Like, no offense that people to people that like pork intestines. But I tried it at a KBBQ once, and it was fucking disgusting. Yeah. So, that's it. Okay, I know. So, when I first started masturbating, I didn't really use my fingers or anything. Well, I did. I only used, like, clit stimulation. I didn't really finger myself. So, I don't know why I always freeze up on this question. I did that earlier, too, when I was just talking to the air and not recording. It's not even embarrassing. My mind goes blank. But, I was too scared to buy a real dildo because my dad is a controlling bastard and he, like, looked at my bank account. He had the password and everything. So if I bought something, he would know. So I'm still, like, pretty paranoid about that. But luckily, my new bank account, I did not give him my password. I was like, fuck no. I'm not doing that again. So, before I got a real dildo, I used candlesticks. like those kind of taller tapered ones, but not like the really tall ones. That are like really tall and skinny. More like, they're probably like 7 or 8 inches tall. And their base is probably like an inch wide in diameter. I don't know about girth. I mean, math people, what would be an inch? I mean, circumference, I guess. Pi times... Wait. I don't know. I was really bad at math. So, yeah, I use those. My mom... I got the idea because my mom had some longer candles when she was, like, for decoration or for holidays. And I didn't use hers, of course. I went out and bought one because I had no idea where those had been. So I used that for quite a while, probably like a year. I would just use a candlestick. I would use the widest end. I wouldn't use the tapered end where the wick is. At least... I might have a little bit, but usually with the widest end. So, yeah, and then I finally bought a dildo, and I never used a candlestick ever again. Also, there was this one time in the shower where I stuck a back brush up my vagina. Like, you know, the handle to a back brush where you brush your back in the shower or the bathtub. So, it wasn't very comfortable because it was, like, flat and it was wooden, so it was, like, hard and not nice. So, I didn't, like, jerk off with it. I just stuck it up there just to see what it felt like, and I was like, oh, okay. I'm not gonna do that again. So that was only one time. Then, I talked about this in a recent audio, but... I took my Nintendo 2DS stylus, and I think I put it up my urethra, but I think it actually went into my vagina. I'm not sure, because I've never actually had anything up my urethra, so I don't know what it would feel like. So yeah, it was probably just up my vagina. So yeah, those are the three things that I have put inside of me that are unconventional. I've never, like, masturbated with, vegetables or anything. Although I've definitely thought about it. I don't know, they're just too big, I think. Okay, and finally, this is optional. Name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. Well, the first person I tag is Momoka Peach. I think that's how you pronounce it. Momoka? Momoka? I failed Japanese, so Momoka. Momo. My girl Momo. She knows who she is. So I'm tagging her. My second tag is Helen Bach. And my third tag is you. If you're listening to this right now and you want to take this questionnaire, do it. I know how it feels to like be left out, because I wanted to take this questionnaire, but I never thought that anyone would ever tag me. And then darling Elicita tagged me, and I was so happy. I was just like overjoyed. So whenever I do like memes where they're like, you must tag five friends, blah blah blah, I'm always like, just do it if you want to and you haven't done it already. So yeah, Yuna chooses you. If you haven't done this already and you want to, then I tag you. Yay! Okay, I hope this recorded. Yeah, it did. And I hope it's not bad. This is probably like the longest one. I don't know how people can keep their answers under like 10 minutes. Like, what's wrong with you guys? I don't get it. Like, I ramble on so much. There's so much to say. Anyways, adios.